Chris Witz of the Salvation Army. Anzac Day, it's a special day for all Australians. It's the commemoration of the sacrifice made by the men and women of our country who served in war. And many of our troops paid the ultimate sacrifice. They gave their life for their country. Today, as we reflect on that, I want to share with you the story of one man who shared that sacrifice. He landed at Gallipoli with our troops. He was at the front line, and for many, he was the last person they spoke to before they died. He was a Salvation Army military chaplain. His name was William McKenzie, or Fighting Mac McKenzie, as he's most commonly known. In 1 3-day period, Fighting Mac conducted more than 600 funeral services. He worked tirelessly to give the Anzacs support and encouragement. He constantly put his life at risk, and it's said that after one funeral service, he found 3 bullet holes in his hat. Here to tell us his story is the Salvation Army's envoy, George Hazel.
I never knew Fighting Mac, but I've read a great deal about him. He was physically big and strong. His nickname, Fighting Mac, comes from the fact that when he was a boy at school, he beat everybody else in the school in a battle, even though some of them were 3 and 4 years older than him. He came to Australia and worked on sugarcane farms and did very well at that, but God spoke to him and he joined the army and became a Salvation Army officer. He was on his way back from the Salvation Army's International Congress in 1914, and when the ship was nearly in Australian waters, he heard the news that war had broken out, got back to Melbourne, and he immediately volunteered. And the army had enough sense to send him where he was needed. I personally recall hearing when I was a very little boy and he was an old man telling the story of how he got to be on the first load of ships that went to France. The boys came to him and said, "Mac, don't you want to go with us on this ship?" And he said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, the chaplains have been announced and you're not amongst them." And he said, "No, I won't get away. The deal is that there has to be a certain number of Salvationists before we're entitled to a chaplain." "Oh," they said, "we'll fix that up." And the next morning he woke up to find that he was credited with converting 3,000 soldiers who had changed to Salvation Army to make the quota up for him. When the battles broke out and fellows were being killed all round him, he became famous for the fact that he would not only conduct the service of burying the young man, but he'd actually physically dig the grave himself. And on one occasion, he noticed that the stretcher bearers were having trouble bringing the injured back up the hill. So that night, he got out and with his own hands dug the steps so that it was easier for them.
When the homeland is in danger and there's trouble in the air, we forget our little squabbles and its trespasses beware. All the nation is united when the danger looms in sight, and we march along together as we sing with all our might. We must all stick together, and the clouds will soon roll by. We must all stick together, never mind the old school tie. United we shall stand, whatever may befall, the richest in the land, the poorest of us all. We must all stick together, birds of a feather, and the clouds will soon roll by.
You're listening to the Salvation Army's Anzac Radio Special on the wartime service of Salvation Army World War I chaplain Fighting Mac McKenzie, as told by historian Envoy George Hazel.
It was very difficult for him. He was a big man physically and a big man spiritually, but it was a tremendous strain, and he considered it his duty to write to every family when he buried someone, or in many cases the men were injured and couldn't write and he would write for them. We wonder when he got a rest at all. On one occasion he was the only officer left in his group. All the others had been killed. And he said, "Okay, boys, follow me," and actually led the charge. He said later that the reason they followed him was that they'd all given him their pay packets to mind, and they were scared he'd run away with them. But the real reason was, of course, that just as they trusted him with their pay packets, they trusted him with their lives. The fellas would look to him when they knew they were going over the top the next day, and they'd look to him for spiritual guidance and reassurance, but he would also say, make sure you're right with God, and tell them the story of salvation and lead them to Christ. Then found that they were dead the next day and he would have to bury them. But it was a joy to him to write home and say, I buried him today, but I led him to Christ yesterday. He used to speak about a voice he heard. The first time was when it said to him, go into the Bundaberg and meet the Salvation Army and get saved. But on the battlefield, the voice would suddenly say, duck, or move over there, or get out of here. And on those occasions, it always turned out that there was a real danger that he was saved from by listening to the voice.
You're listening to the Salvation Army's Anzac radio special on the wartime service of Salvation Army World War I chaplain Fighting Mac McKenzie, as told by historian Envoy George Hazel.
Because he was a big, strong, brave man, the troops looked up to him. They had to look up, he was taller than them. But he also had very high personal standards, and he would encourage the men and away from home. Many of them were under spiritual and social temptations, but he would encourage them and say, think of your mothers, think of your sisters, think of your wives, and live that sort of life. And many of them came back and said it was his encouragement that made them live a better life.
You're listening to the Salvation Army's Anzac radio special on the wartime service of Salvation Army World War I chaplain Fighting Mac McKenzie, as told by historian Envoy George Hazel.
Many young soldiers came back broken by their experience, some physically and some mentally and some spiritually, but many of them came back the better because they'd met with Mac and he had shown them what being a Christian was all about and encouraged them to serve God in whatever church they wanted to go to. And many of them gave that testimony that he'd made a difference in their lives. When he came back from the war, it was said he was the best known returned soldier in Australia. And the evidence is pretty good. Whenever he went as a Salvationist to any town in Australia, there would be a crowd turn up, some wanting to shake his hand. Sometimes it was a mother who wanted to thank him for what he'd done, but they all knew this name and would turn up in their hundreds to meet him.
You're listening to the Salvation Army's Anzac Radio Special. Speaking here with us is Envoy George Hazel, who is recounting the life of Fighting Mac McKenzie, a Salvation Army chaplain in World War I. Fighting Mac was one of the many chaplains who have supported the diggers in conflicts from the Boer War right through to today's conflicts.
They had to live the hard life on the battlefield and put up with all those inconveniences, but more than that was the drain on them personally of carrying other people's burdens and living with it, and knowing that these young men, that and they were mainly older than the boys, were having such a hard time, they had to sort of carry that burden vicariously. That must have been very hard for them. Well, we're told in Scripture, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ, and they certainly did that. They bore the burdens for the boys on Christ's behalf and for the love of God, and I think they did a very real Christian service by doing that. The Christian Church, and particularly the Salvation Army, have been able to find these strong, virile men. I don't think I'd include myself amongst that, but who are able to be as strong and as brave as was necessary in a difficult time, but still maintain the Christian values of compassion and tenderness, and Fighting Mac was like that. There have been many other chaplains. There's been another Fighting Mac, of course, in World War II, but we were able to find those men, and we found them for prison work and for the emergency relief and so on, that have the strength, I would call it the Christian strength, to be God's person in a very difficult situation.
Thank you very much, George. That was the Salvation Army's Envoy George Hazel recounting the wartime service of Fighting Mac McKenzie, a chaplain to the Anzacs in World War I. Well, as we spend Anzac Day reflecting on the sacrifice of each and every one of our troops who've served their country in times of war, let's also remember another sacrifice. Like so many Anzacs, Jesus Christ also died in the name of freedom. His was the ultimate sacrifice. You see, Jesus, the Son of God, gave his life for us. His sacrifice on the cross wipes away our sin and gives us the ability to have a personal relationship with God our Father. All we need do is accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Saviour. So as we remember and give thanks today for our Anzacs, let's also remember and give thanks to Jesus for giving us life and the offer of eternal life. I'm Chris Witz of the Salvation Army.